Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast here from my flagship Salem Media Group station in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to all of our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Also, we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, the same way. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And, of course, you can go check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from California, out there in the land of fruit and nuts and honey and Nancy Pelosi, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yeah, they're out on the porch tonight. It is a clear night. The temperature is dropping down a little bit. It's down to 65. It was 77 at midnight. So it's, you know, radiation effect cooling, whatever you call it. But it's backing down, and it'll be a little bit chipper this morning, a little crisp like it was this morning when I walked out the door. But that's okay. That's okay, because it warmed right back up again to the middle 80s by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I'll take it.
Yes, exactly.
All righty. Now, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And ladies and gentlemen, let's not forget that our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, which is why you hear me emphasize those words, under God. Well, Kyle, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I think we're going to have some interesting things going on today. Down here in Florida, we had a big day yesterday because the Florida Senate took a big step towards stripping the special status from the House of the Mouse over the parental rights opposition, and Disney lost out on that one. Now it goes to the Florida legislature, and they're going to lose out over there again. They're going to lose their independence as being a separate sovereign entity, and they'll have to abide by Florida laws, which means that they'll no longer have their own little governing body. They'll be part of the state instead of just being part of the Disney Kingdom.
Well, that's right. Yeah, the Florida Senate voted 23-16 to pass that bill that would essentially abolish the Reedy Creek Improvement District that was established back in the 1960s to allow Disney to manage its own land, its drainage, building codes, tax the land, I believe, to some degree as well. So this is a major blow. It's now going to go to the Florida House for consideration.
Now, at the time that this was done, because people are saying to me, they're going, how could this be? How could this have gotten like this? How could they not have to abide by the rules and regulations of the state of Florida and have their own little kingdom over there with their own police department and their own tickets and their own court and their own taxes? How could they do that? because we were stupid enough to allow them to do that because Florida wanted Disney to expand. This was going to be the biggest, largest, most productive thing that Disney ever came up with, which for the most part it has been. And they've had everything here from the amusement park and the theme parks to the cruise ship lines. They had an airline here at one time before they put that out of business because they used to fly their passengers from all around the world here to Florida to get on the cruise ships and sail away.
Well, that's right. And this is going to be, of course, very impactful, I think, not only for Disney, but there's also going to be some question now about what happens to some of the debt that Disney has and whether or not that could be it could become a taxpayer problem at some point. But we'll see how this pans out.
Now, it's day number 56 in the Ukraine, and we have a situation where the UN is reporting that the Ukrainian casualties, according to them, have just surpassed the 5,000 mark. I think they're a little low. I believe the figures are higher with that. That's number one. Number two, they've said nothing about the Russian casualties, which I believe are well above the 15,000 number that we've heard.
Yes, I think it's really escalating. We just don't know. We can't trust what the Russian government might put out about something like this. So the estimations are really all that we have to go on. But I'm with you, Captain. I hate to say, I think that the casualties of the actual Ukrainian forces and Ukrainian people are much more than 5,000, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I see Jeff was in the chat room chiming in. He just said, absolute power corrupts absolutely. Well, yeah.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's an old adage, but it's often found to be exactly that.
Yeah. And by the way, since Jeff did chime in, folks, we are going to be at the Village Inn today around 6:15 or so for about an hour. You can come out and have breakfast with the captain if you want. We'll buy your coffee. The Village Inn, of course, is on 4th Street, just south of Gandy in St. Pete. And if you want to stop by and enjoy that opportunity, we'd be happy to see you. And we usually have a really good time when we do these little things, and we just talk about whatever people want to talk about.
Yeah, it's always a lot of fun and yep. Great conversation. Exactly.
Yep, it's never boring. It's never boring, I'll guarantee you that one. All right, Kyle, hold the fort there. All right, folks, we're coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Thursday morning in the neighborhood. Coming up in hour number four, you'll hear a retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright on the program. So don't go anywhere. I will be coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thanks very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com, which, of course, is Mike Lindell. Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any better. And all week long, he's had a bunch of products over there on MyPillow.com, plus in the radio listeners' special room that he's got there. He's had a massive overstock sale going on with items up to 90% as a discount using the promo code CAPTAIN. Well, as of yesterday, I was told now there's a buy one, get one in there on some of those items. My goodness. My goodness. You folks, if you ever wanted something from MyPillow, you know all the products they have, all the different things they make and whatnot, now's the time to go over to MyPillow.com and take a long look at what's there, because he's having this massive overstock sale, 90% off on many of his items over there with the promo code CAPTAIN. And now we've got a bunch of buy one, get one in there with the promo code CAPTAIN, too. Now, don't forget the radio listener specials page that's there, too. You'll find more items in there. So it's a buyer's holiday, going on right now for sure at MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. And back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's see. We got George Godfather chiming in. Good morning, George. Hope you're having a great day, whatever it is you're doing. And if you want to come and have a cup of coffee with us, we're going to be at the Village Inn on 4th Street, just south of Dale Mabry there. We'll be there about 6:15, be there for about an hour. I can't get there at 6 because Jeff puts in there at 6 o'clock. He might be sitting there, but I have to come from Tampa for the radio station. It takes me about 15 minutes, sometimes 20 minutes to get there, so I'm never there at 6. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, of course, yeah.
All right, and of course Jeff is in there, and Jeff is saying Buenos dias, Jorge, a little Spanish lingo for you.
That's right. Jeez. A little Spanish lingo tonight.
Oh, boy, I'm telling you. Yeah, well, okay, let's go back to the stories here. Well, looky here, Kyle. In recent months, the left has been losing its grip on messaging, and they are losing their minds in the process. Now, we're currently witnessing a shift in power, the power structure in our culture, one that's paradoxically seen in brash reactions, but at the same time reveals a subtle trade-off. Now, the masters of the national discourse are seeing their entrenched control on issues dissolving, and the reaction to this has been, to say the least, revelatory. Now, this shift has been taking place over the last year right now, and things have been accelerated over the past few months with Joe Biden and company. And I'm telling you, there is a definite example out there that America is reclaiming the narrative from the media.
Well, yes, very, very much so. You know, Captain, when President Trump was in office, and even prior presidents as well, you still had the messaging if they were a Republican president, the Democrats and the far left in the media had the messaging aspect that they could always do. They'd always be calling somebody a Nazi. In recent times, everybody, I guess, is a Nazi. Or it's all Putin's fault. It's Russia, 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 and on it goes. But as you just mentioned, things have accelerated over the past few months. Well, the reason why this is happening, why the messaging is failing, is because everything's fallen down around all of us because of the Democrat policies, the Biden administration, the lack of leadership, and on it goes. And so they can't hide this. They can't hide behind the messaging that they think fixes everything of their terrible policies. And so the proof's in the pudding, as they say.
Well, there's a few bold examples of the change, but I'll start with a smaller one that mostly went unrecognized back in March when one of the approval polls came out that showed President Biden losing favor in the country. This arrived about 1 month after Russia's invasion of the Ukraine began, and it came after weeks of the press dutifully trying to set up the blame for our economic conditions on Putin and his nefarious aggression to that country. Now, as MSNBC took a look at it, they said, our new MSNBC poll now showing low Biden approval rating. The number has jumped out to me. It was the fact that it's only 38% of Americans are blaming Biden's policies for inflation and gas prices, and only 6% are blaming Russia. And that came from Andrea Mitchell.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Now, she didn't.
Well,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, yeah, because they don't look at it as a Putin problem. They look at it, this is a problem that's been building up way before Putin invaded Ukraine.
Well, she did not grasp the full impact for whatever reason, probably because she didn't want to. And noting the fact that the real effort being made by the media complex was being done, obviously, on behalf of Joe Biden, because recasting the blame onto Putin just did not work. And it was a small indicator of a larger problem the news sector is experiencing right now. Their control over the issues are no longer there. They're escaping.
They are, absolutely. Again, because they can't point to the real world and say, you see, our explanation makes sense. They can't do that.
All right, now let's go to the phone lines here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Mike from Sarasota.
Hi there, Mike. What's up?
I just wanted to mention that last night you mentioned that the U.S. had provided Ukraine with a 185. Actually, we have a 175 gun. And I just wanted to tell you that a charge 9 in that gun is a nuclear charge. It's a nuclear round.
You're talking about the artillery field piece?
Yes.
Yeah, so, I heard that today. I did not know it last night, but I saw it and read it today.
Yeah, so I don't know. Now the Ukraine is nuclear capable. All we'd have to do is give them the charge 9 and the round.
Yeah, it's going to be curious to see what's going to happen in Mariupol with these remaining forces that are there. Do they have the ability to be able to blast their way out of there with something like that?
Well, they might be. It has a range of 19 miles.
Mm-hmm. All right.
With the charge 9. All okay, right. I just wanted to let you know.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mike. Thank you very much. Okay, Kyle. Yeah, I checked on that today because they're getting new armaments all the time, and what they might have been getting yesterday is not what they're getting today, and vice versa.
Well, right, right. And, of course, really on the top of the list, I mean, this sounds pretty ominous if they can shoot a nuclear round. That's pretty heavy duty. And, of course, also at the top of the list would be airplanes.
Yeah, and there's a rumor that they got some planes, but I don't know. I can either say that that's correct or incorrect, because the rumor was that they actually did get some aircraft from one of the NATO countries, but I don't know if they've personally got them in their possession yet, or they're still in the phase of trying to, you know, figure out a way to get them in there.
Well, right, yeah, we had a report, I think, that was mentioned in a Washington Post report about fighter jets, just described as that, not a specific description, but that they came from some Western countries. And exactly, so we don't know for sure. Perhaps maybe that's information that's just not getting released yet for whatever reason, but I think we will find out more over time.
Well, our point, going back to the media, then we'll finish that up, is that they've lost the handle on the narrative, and they're not handling this well. And the resulting hysterics that are now on display are deeply revealing. And at first, you know, you've got this woman that's been on television here for the last couple of days. I believe her writer, her name is Taylor Lorenz, the writer.
Right.
And she is anything but conservative or middle of the road. She's a hardcore liberal, and she's complaining about the fact, oh, they don't like my writing, and they're going after me, and oh, they're attacking me, and oh, well, welcome to the club.
That's right. Well, you mix it up in the rough and tumble world of politics and news and commentating and so forth. But yes, the messaging issue is got to be causing a lot of Democrat Party elite to lose sleep at night and to probably, you know, get pretty upset about things, because they want to just be able to go out and tell you what to think, or tell you what, you know, don't believe your lying eyes. And that's why they'll tell you up and down, it's Putin's fault, or President Trump did thus and such, he put kids in cages, and whatever it might be. They just want to be able to go out and make pronouncements and never be challenged, but they can't do that anymore.
Well, I'm going to start the story, and we're going to finish it on the other side of the break. But Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is undoubtedly one of the worst mayors in America, second perhaps only to, well, you know who I'm talking about. But I can't think of any mayor worse than her at the moment, the woke Democrat in Chicago. We'll get back to talking about her and why I'm even mentioning her right now, because she stepped in it again. And Chicago, you're paying for it there. You are paying for it. The good people of Chicago, unfortunately, again, are having to put up with this nonsense. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful Thursday morning.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
The most magical place on Earth may lose its special self-governing power. The Florida Senate passed a bill on Wednesday to repeal a law allowing Walt Disney World to operate a private government over its properties in the state. The proposal could have huge tax implications for Disney, who's transformed Orlando into one of the world's most popular tourist destinations. The Florida House is expected to take up the bill on Thursday. President Joe Biden convened with U.S. military leaders on Wednesday in an annual White House gathering. The meeting held special significance as the war in Ukraine enters a risky new phase and Washington plans more weapons assistance. Newsmax reports this annual military policy meeting rarely makes news, but heavy issues, including the invasion of Ukraine, has officials fearful about European security. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Captain's Army will be meeting this morning down in St. Pete at the Village Inn for breakfast. Stop by, we'll buy the coffee. That's one on 4th Street just south of Gandy. Be down there probably about 6:15, and we'll be there for about an hour. And we're going to have a great conversation, great chat with the people that stop by. We always do. And we always have some people in the restaurant, too, that are there already. And they always get involved in it, too, so it's all good. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. And, of course, I've been an advocate of Relief Factor now for going on more than 7 years because the product works for me. And I'm not going to tell you about something that I take, that I'm endorsing, that I'm talking about, unless I know it's going to work. And it works for me. And I was a problem child. I was a person that we didn't know if this was going to work or not because I'd had to resort to some different things for the swelling and the pain in my left foot, my left ankle, and my leg. And it was always something that was either a shot of something to do with narcotics or pills that had something to do with that, too. And I just got to the point to where I said, I can't do this anymore. I got to get rid of this crap, and I'm not going to take it anymore. So I didn't, and I started to take a bunch of Aleve, which isn't good for you either, because that gets you bleeding internally. So I suddenly heard one day about Relief Factor on the radio. And I heard about, well, it's all natural, and it takes care of the problems with everyday getting old and muscles being torn and breaks and fractures and this, that, and the other and all. And it described pretty much what my condition was. So because of what's in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it targets the problem that you've got by going right straight to the source of the pain or the discomfort and going right after it. And, I mean, within a matter of minutes, you're feeling better with no drugs. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. And it comes in convenient individual packets, and a lot of people are currently out there taking it and having good results. Because when you start to ache, and you're out in the middle of nowhere, and you got nothing but sunshine to look at, and you're out there just aching away, there's nothing more miserable. So you take three or four or five of those packets with you, and away you go, and you're feeling better. You should take one with food, like in the morning when you get up, another one a little bit later in the day, maybe around supper time, or maybe around the middle of the afternoon with a sandwich or something, and that's how it works. Now, the three-week quick start's the way you get started. It only costs $19.95, and you get the three-week quick start by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're over there, take a look at the vitamins they've got there. I take the B12, I take the C, and I take the D because it's very affordable, number one, and it's very potent, number two. My doctor said it's got more potency in it than what some of the other drugstore vitamins are, and he suggested I go ahead and take that. So I did. So there you go. Relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 and a three-week quick start, because all you have to lose is
pain.
There he is. There he is. See, I want to make sure you're awake. All right. Now, back to the drawing board here. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is undoubtedly one of the worst mayors in America. Second perhaps only to Mayor Adams in New York, who's starting out rather rocky, I would say. What would you say?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. But obviously, de Blasio, he might really take the cake, you know.
Yeah, but he's not there. He's not there anymore.
He's not there anymore. That's right. And, of course, we have to mention Mayor Pete. He's not a mayor anymore.
Yeah, and he's in charge of bridges and roads and tunnels, and that's really got me concerned.
Right, yes.
Yeah. Now, the woke Democrat, Lightfoot, has unquestionably made Chicago a much worse place to live for the iconic city's residents, and has done such a poor job of managing the Windy City on so many fronts. Education, zero. Violent crime, zero. Business, zero. Law enforcement, zero. The coronavirus pandemic, zero. Etc. And the list goes on. And that's pretty much because nobody likes her, including members of her own party, who on any given week can be heard criticizing her for her lackluster leadership or openly confronting her over it during a city council meeting. So, Kyle, where are we going with all this?
Well, Captain, it does show that the woke ideology just is not really viable. It is niched into, I think, a very small group of people, but for some reason it's getting some influence out into the world through entertainment or through other quote-unquote opinion leaders. But most people don't buy into that. And we see the destruction that happens in these, if for example, in these cities, the destruction of opportunity, the destruction of progress, all this stuff. And it becomes so bad that they can't, it's no longer just something that they can talk about as some kind of cool ideology that's very trendy for them, but now it's actually doing actual damage, and people are saying, okay, what in the, you know what is happening around here?
I was filling my car yesterday. And by the way, I was able to utilize the bonus that I had on my gas club that I belong to and save 14 cents below the pump price. So instead of getting it for $4.05 a gallon, I got it for $3.91 a gallon, which was a considerable savings. So I filled my vehicle up in doing so, knowing that. But where I'm going with this is that Germany, who's one of Russia's major European customers for oil and gas, announced that it's weaning itself from its dysfunctional addiction to Russian oil. Now, the German foreign minister said that we will cut in half by the end of the summer, and we will be at zero by the end of the year, and then gas will follow.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, of course, I mean, they'll have to get fuel from somewhere. Otherwise, it's still going to be a major issue.
It's readily available from other places, believe me.
Right. Right. Well, and of course, you know, this whole thing, it really does remind me, though, Captain, too, that for some reason, you know, we mentioned messaging earlier, one of the messages has been, well, if you have high gas prices in the United States, well, go out and buy it because you're doing your patriotic duty to fight Vladimir Putin. And That's how crazy the
not if he's getting the money for the oil that they're buying, because listen to this. Russian oil right now represents about 25% of Germany's current usage and puts $285 million a day into the pockets of Putin and his inner circle. Do you want to keep doing that?
Well, of course not. See, that's the reason why drill, baby, drill, at least in the United States' interest here, is something that we should have been doing a long time ago, obviously, in context with this. Because that way we don't have to give that money to Vladimir Putin or whomever might be buying it. We can sell oil to other parts of the world as well.
And Germany has already announced plans to reduce the Russian gas usage to zero by next winter. The difference to be made up by Norwegian gas piped by way of Lithuania. How about that? And as usual, during this time of Putin's war, Germany is following rather than leading, because they didn't come up with this idea. Other people did.
Right. You know, something that worries me a little bit in terms of how Putin might respond to these kinds of things is he might say, well, that's, you're getting your gas or your energy from elsewhere. Well, guess what? We're going to take out that pipeline. Or, you know, he may get so desperate at some point that he starts doing stuff like that. Of course, it would escalate the war like you wouldn't believe. But at this point, who knows what Putin's going to do next?
If he goes after the pipeline, it goes through Lithuania, which is a member of NATO.
Then
we have war.
Yeah, we're off to the races, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, but Putin, I think, Russia at least, begins to set the stage to try to interpret almost any move by the West as some kind of move against Russia, as it were. And that's where I think, you know, we have to be very, very astute to see exactly, of course, because he can interpret it any way he wants.
Now, I will say this, Russia right now is ratcheting up the battle for the control of the eastern Ukraine. They are definitely lining things up as we speak as quickly as they possibly can to do what they need to do over there so that they can carve out that section of the country and have all of the oil and all of the manufacturing and all the pipelines that are over there. That's what they want. That's what they wanted to begin with.
Well, right, and that's why the West, and hopefully led by the United States at some point, should be arming Ukraine to the teeth and giving them the means by which to drive Russia out. Otherwise, it can settle in like that, and then you've got a decision to make, or Zelensky has a decision to make, to say, am I going to give this up, or are we going to fight to the last man and woman to try to keep Russia out of there? But the faster they get entrenched there, the harder it's going to be to kick them out.
Right. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And yes, we have got some weather to talk about. You know, not a night doesn't go by. We don't have something going on somewhere. Once in a while it's quiet, but it's not quiet tonight. And we will get into it and tell all the drivers out there where your problem spots are going to be tonight. So don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I'm a road man, a load man, 18 wheels and a serious plan. Ain't nothing gonna go getting out of hand while I'm behind the wheel. I'm on fire and I'm wired for the diesel and ready for hire. Well, I'm building a rolling empire of blood, sweat, and steel. I don't waste time, I make time, tearing a strip off the white line. I'm a professional man, I'm a one of a kind, and I know how to bring it in. I got a clean slate, five states, and 29 that ain't so great, and 14 that'll have to wait, and two I've never been. The chill in the most, I follow 309 and Teddy Bears goes all the way to New Orleans. I've been from underpaid to PA, all the way down to FLA, and every little town along the way. There ain't much that I haven't seen. I'm a road hammer, a white knuckle steel kid jammer, a rig jockey, highway slammer. I'm just doing what I gotta do.
is the Roadhammers. And that's your trademark song, I'm a Roadhammer. They're a Canadian group there, Kyle.
Yeah.
We haven't played them. Great. We haven't played them in a long time, and I dug it up again, and there she be. But I played that because we got a lot of things going on up on the northern border tonight, and I got a big, big, big problem in the Midwest right now. We'll tell you about it. Trucker Eric was the one that gave us a heads up on this. But what we got going on right now, folks, is we got the weather that's come ashore out west, California, Oregon, Utah, Arizona, and then, of course, Montana. But further east of there, the stuff that was pushed off into the Midwest is coming to the east. And right around the central part of the country, we got some big problems. So, Kyle, tell us what's going on out west.
Well, Captain, of course, yes, we are seeing these storms come ashore here into the Pacific Northwest, as we've been watching throughout this week. And you definitely have the potential to get some pretty heavy rain, maybe 1 to 2 inches in the parts of central and northern California, by the way. And then, of course, also up the coast of Oregon and Washington. Right now, our active rain that we're seeing, we've got a lot of rain near Portland or all around Portland at this point coming out I-84, and then also if you're heading south down I-5 out of Portland, you definitely got rain all the way down to about Corvallis, and this is the south of Salem, basically, as well. Then down near Medford, you've also got rain along I-5. You've also got that continuing down in northern California till about north of Redding. You'll have a mixture of rain and sleet in that area. Also, west of Reno, we've got sleet right now. We've got rain as well coming out I-80. Donner Pass right now, I believe, is reporting snow, and it looks like we'll have snow in Donner Pass for Thursday and Friday, it looks like, so be very, very careful there. We've also got rain coming across the road down I-84. This is going to be south of Baker City in Oregon, down near Weiser, as you head on over into Idaho, and also up near Spokane, I-90, you definitely got rain as you come out of Spokane, Washington, heading over into northern Idaho, Coeur d'Alene, that area, 4th of July Pass. Looks like they're going to have rain on Thursday, 46 degrees right now. Snow south of Missoula, Montana tonight. If you're heading down U.S. Highway 93 through Stevensville, Hamilton, down towards Darby, you've got the mixture of rain and a little bit of snow in that area as well, it looks like. Also, Captain, tonight we've got Arizona wildfires that are going on. This is near Flagstaff, I believe, and let's see. One's called the Tunnel Fire. It's grown to about 20,000 acres. It's up from 6,000 on Tuesday. This is about 14 miles north of Flagstaff. So be very, very aware of that. We've got thousands of people evacuated. We don't know when they're going to be able to go back to their homes yet. But those winds in the south, Captain, are not helping out, of course, with the spread of these wildfires in Arizona tonight.
Well, here we go. North Dakota, you've got rain up there. It's going to make things a little bit miserable. There's temperatures are right borderline in the northwestern and western part of North Dakota. So it won't be all rain. There'll be some ice mixed up in that. But over to the east of Bismarck, towards Fargo, it will be rain mostly, which will melt the snowpack there. And then South Dakota, coming out of Rapid City, you've got a mixture of precipitation for about, I don't know, 25, 30 miles maybe. Then you're out of it. Up in Wisconsin, northeastern corner, got rain up there. So Duluth, you're going to get rain tonight. And northwestern corner of Wisconsin, you're going to get rain tonight. Meanwhile, over on Lake Michigan, the weather is still such and the temperature is still such that you're probably going to get some wintry weather right along the lake. Now, Trucker Eric let us know tonight about a situation where he had left Indiana and he had gotten his truck over into Iowa and had gotten into zero visibility fog. And somebody screwed up in front of him and the fog was so thick he could not see them until the car that was in front of him did a donut right directly in front of him. He missed it, thank God, but it could have been tragic. He could have run over that car and killed somebody. And he said, that's it. He pulled off the road to regroup and take his break right there, and that was a smart part on his move, and thank you for sharing that. He shared that in the chat room, by the way.
Yeah, Trucker Eric, yeah, we're just glad you were riding with the angels tonight. You did the right thing.
And this is what happens when it gets foggy and you can't see. Darn, God, doggone, somebody will come along and they think they know better than you do. I know the road. Yeah, in the fog, you don't know anything.
No kidding. Everything is different.
But let me get with the fog here. The southern part it's the western. Let me do it this way. The western half, I-35, is the borderline. The western half of Iowa is all fogged in, all the way over to Omaha. And then you come down the southeastern corner of Nebraska, and you bring it on down into Kansas. And right along there, again, about 40, 50 miles into from Kansas, from the line, Missouri, you've got fog, northwest corner of Missouri. You've got heavy, dense fog in there, too. And Minnesota, the bottom part, right where I-90 comes across, you got fog there over across to Rochester. And then some unsettled weather conditions in Indiana tonight. A lot of flooding going on tonight from all the rain they've had in Mississippi, parts of Arkansas, parts of Alabama, down towards the south. And we've got a lot of rough seas tonight and some windy conditions all along Florida from the Gulf side over to the ocean side. And then going way up into Pennsylvania and New Jersey and Long Island and Connecticut and Massachusetts, right over to Boston and Cape Cod, you've got some cold temperatures up there. I'm sure Chris Markowski will tell us about it because he did yesterday. He said it was cold outside. He wasn't wearing the bathroom slippers yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, that's what it's looking like with the weather. Now, I got about 30 seconds, Kyle. Tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, the Pilot and Flying J bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report every evening here on the Captain's America Third Watch and every morning as well, depending on your time zone. And I got to tell you, you got to go to pilotflyingj.com, check out the My Rewards Plus app, download it, join the Drivers Club, track your points for all the stuff that you're buying at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. You'll also get special offers as well. You'll save money. Also, check out their fuel card as well. They even have fleet options. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com. That's all one word, pilotflyingj.com.
And Jeff was saying we always pray for our metal cowboys. Well, they're a little bit more metal cowboys. The long-haul truck drivers, the guys and gals that are out there, because a lot of times, you know, they're told they got to go. They got to go. It doesn't matter. You're hauling the mail. You're hauling FedEx. You're hauling UPS. Got to go. I've had that said to my drivers. All right, Kyle, hold on. Folks are coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Top of the hour news coming up next. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.